ahead, please.
Hello.
Hi, Eddie. How are you?
How are you, Chief? How do you feel?
Oh, I got a little sore throat and all, Sandy. About it. A little bad cold.
Oh.
I had Abel talking last night.
I'm so sorry.
I got that television lights are so damn hot.
Yeah, I know.
I gave me a little cold. How are you feeling?
Pretty good. You were wonderful yesterday.
I saw your name on the list. I want to see you, but they got me out of there.
I know, well, you. Did you get any sleep?
Yeah, I had a wonderful night.
Good. What time are you leaving?
I'm leaving soon to get up and dress. I just finished my tea and decided I'd call you and say hello. Did we get along all right in this new house?
Oh, God, you got him wrapped up. He got the greatest thrill of his life, and so did I.
When I miss you the next morning, and you ought to come in and say goodbye.
Well, I saw you were so terribly busy. This fella Colligan, do you know him?
No.
He's the editor of the Post.
Oh, Saturday Evening Post.
Yeah, he's a good old friend of mine. One of our friends own, you know, is a banker for all those papers. He asked me last night whether I thought, I don't know why he asked me, but he said whether I thought it would be all right for them to support Lunch temporarily for the nomination. I said, well, as far as I'm concerned, I don't.
If they don't support Lodge, why don't you support Johnson?
Well, they will in the election. This is for the nomination, you know, for the, You know, Semenenko is the banker for the Curtis Publishing Company.
I wish they'd get them for me. Best friend we got is Dick Berlin.
Yeah, but that isn't enough.
Of course it's not enough, but I noticed that they in their papers here lately and everything. I'll be through in just a minute. Well, Stu Alsop had a story yesterday, Vincent. I kept every Kennedy man except Sarge. I couldn't keep. Begged him to stay. Schlesinger, who nobody wanted to keep, he didn't want to stay. He never had done a damn thing. White House would write Christmas messages and work on the Kennedy book. And they're the two that left, and I brought in Jack Valenti and Walter Jenkins. And Bill Moyer, I borrowed Bill Moyer. So they talk about the big Texans taking over and the poor Kennedy men.
What paper?
Saturday Evening Post, current issue. The big Texans are riding again. They're taking over Bill Moyer and Jack Valenti, these tough Texans.
Yeah.
And the poor Kennedy people like O'Donnell and Larry O'Brien and Ralph Duncan and Mike Feldman, they don't have any authority. These Texans are taking it all over. I bet I've got fewer White House men than any president ever had in the history of the Republic. And I just got two or three that know my own friends. That's all they do is look after people that the others can't. Every one of them got their own assignments. And I couldn't keep these two. They quit. But they just give me hell about it. In the Saturday Evening Post, current. Stuart Alsop, he's a kind of a supercilious intellectual that thinks he's real smart. Joe's pretty good to me, his brother, but Stu and the other one are pretty much out. But it's working out all right. You see the Gallup's point?
No.
68-27, Nixon 68-27, Lodge, Johnson 68.
Well, God, Linda, just...
And at this time, in the Kennedy campaign, there's Kennedy 53, Nixon 47.
Linda, you have no idea what that broadcast Sunday did. I tell you, without exaggeration, I got at least 30 calls. Everybody telling me what a and it was a magnificent display. Did you get many letters?
Oh, yeah, we just got all kinds of wires. All little country got 100 the first 10 minutes. And they were real good wires, too. Wasn't a single one friend of mine.
Did you take your fever? You have no fever?
No. I haven't, no. I want you, Eddie, sometime in the next week or so.
Yeah.
After Easter. Come down on business and work around there during the afternoon. Bring Alice with you to stay all night. Leisurely come back the next morning.
Well, thank you so much. I'll do anything you want me to do.
I'll just come down, associate with me a little bit, and then let Sally's come down, and let's play up to her a little bit and let her know she loved and needed and wanted and admired.
Well, that's so very kind of you, Lyndon. She...
I just thinking about seeing her down there the last time, and she seemed to maybe kind of thinking she was loved by some people.
Lyndon, it
does them all good to let them know that we need them.
Well, it's so sweet and kind of you to even think of that. That was better for her than all the medicine in the world.
Let's do it next 2 or 3 weeks. Now, you call Walter. Say, I can come down Wednesday or Thursday or something.
Well,
and if you don't, I don't call. I just get to where I'm running day and night. I don't even know what my name is sometimes.
I know that. I know it. Tell me, what can I do to ease your burden?
Nothing. Just keep on doing what you do every day.
Now,
I do need, and I would sure like to do it. I need a good Republican woman. And Lehman Brothers ought to have some able woman. $15,000 class that I could pay $20,000 to and let her serve on the Export-Import Bank.
Well, I suggested Giannini's daughter.
Well, we turned her. She turned it down a dozen times. I've called and begged her.
Well, we're looking around. I'm trying to find one.
I got Hickenlooper looking all over Iowa. Looked like to me some analyst or some financial woman in Wall Street or Lehman's or some company up here that handled bonds or some investor or Williams Street Fund. They don't have to be the chairman of it. They don't have to run it. They just have to have some knowledge.
Yes, I know.
It's just like a board that you go on, and all the board members are not smart. But I want a Republican. It's a Republican vacancy. It's a decent woman.
Well, I'm looking.
I also need somebody to really be chairman of the SEC that's not from New York.
I sat with Funston at the dinner, you know.
Last night?
Yeah.
He was sure good to me with the stock market.
Well, he's good to you in every way. They're worried a little bit about this SEC report on specialists.
Yeah, I saw that. I was worried about it. I don't know why in the goddamn hell we go to every agency. I noticed they jumped on AT&T this morning. The FCC did, and the SEC's got one. But I've got a boy named Owens on there, and I'll talk to him.
He's a good boy.
Owens?
Yeah.
Well, they told me wow, man.
No. We like him. We've had a lot of dealings with him in connection with Blue Sky work in Oklahoma, and he's fine.
Well, I need some real Phi Beta Kappa from the University of Chicago.
Funston said he was going to see you Wednesday.
I don't know if that's today.
He's a real booster of yours.
He was real good to me.
I wish I was something I could do to ease your burdens. If you just
look for some of these good people. The main thing is getting the real smart ones, so they say my appointment's not like Truman's, and I've got high quality people.
Yeah.
I don't want to be owned by Wall Street.
I
don't want to be owned by the Texas oil man. I just want to get a good, able man. And there's bound to be some of your friends in Chicago. Maybe at the University of Chicago or people out there.
All right.
And you ought to get close to that Wall Street Journal, because they're really going to do it.
Well, we're working on that. I don't think it's quite as bad as you think.
Oh, he's demanding this week. He called up yesterday, just right.
I know. That's this fella Kohlmeyer, the reporter.
Yeah.
And there's a fella here by the name of Royster.
Yeah, Vermont Royster.
And he's kind of a mean guy.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to do that very carefully because...
Oh, yeah, I don't think you could.
Well, we can soften it up. I noticed Goldwater started some of it.
Yeah, that's where it's coming from.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't worry about that. Hell, that's nothing. That's nitpicking. You know that old story, Lennon, about the old lawyer telling the young lawyer, when you go to court, if the law is with you, talk about the law. If the law is against you and the facts are with you, talk about the facts. But if the facts and the law are against you, talk about the other lawyer. And they can't find any fault with what you're doing for the country, so they're going to talk about you personally. You know, that's a lot of...
Well, we're working out all right. Tell Bobby hello and tell Dick that I sure do appreciate what his people down there doing. He sends me these articles and the people that write them. This little man means the best reporter he's got for the White House. Not enough objective. It's just wonderful. You have no idea. They haven't been that way. I don't care what Dick told him. It's happened on your light. You got that bitch of a Sarah McClellan. And she's the only bitch in Washington that's on the decent paper she's got. But he's got a real good bureau there that's real helpful outside of her.
Outside of her?
Outside of her. Everybody else who works for him are just fine to us.
Right.
Jack Valenti gives them stuff. The best publicity we get in America is from her.
Well, you're going to get it from Sam, too. Take it from me.
And it's already dribbled down that Dick's my friend. And they know it.
Yeah. Let me ask you, did Jack show you that cartoon in the Chicago?
Yeah, it looked like Lady Bird really right now.
Wasn't that good?
Yeah. Tell Eddie Jr. hello.
Thank you very much.
I'll see you.
And take care of yourself, please.
I'll see you.
Okay.